So we're going to get started. First, I'm going to introduce Mr. Clyde Farrell. He is a senior partner of an award-winning firm, Farrell & Johnson, PLLC, located in Austin, Texas. His practice is concentrated in elder law, especially planning for long-term care eligibility for Medicaid and other benefits, wills, trusts, powers of attorney, and other legal documents. He is also the co-author of West Texas Elder Law and numerous professional articles and papers. He received his BA and JD from the University of Texas at Austin and his MA in political science from the University of Wisconsin at Madison. He is also a certified financial planner practitioner and is a certified elder law attorney by the National Elder Law Foundation. It's also my pleasure to introduce Marilyn G. Miller. Marilyn, what is the G?
Grace.
Okay. You're not on, but I'll say it for you. It's Grace.
There we go.
Marilyn Grace, Grace Miller.
Yes. Okay. Actually, it's after my grandmother, who when she died, we found out when she had her head sewn, her real first name was Edna. So I could have been Marilyn Edna. Thank you, Grandma.
So I'm pleased to introduce Marilyn Miller, who is a sole practitioner whose primary office is located in Dripping Springs, Texas. She received her undergraduate degree in 1977 from the University of Kansas, majoring in education and biochemistry. She switched gears and went back to the University of Kansas and earned her JD. And after clerking for the bankruptcy court in the Western District of Missouri, she obtained an LLM in taxation from the University of Missouri, Kansas City. She is licensed to practice in Texas and Missouri, although her primary legal home since 1988 has been in Texas. Her practice focuses on elder law, estate planning, probate, and guardianship. She has been a certified elder law attorney by the National Elder Law Foundation and designation recognized by the State Bar of Texas as legal specialization since 1996. She is also a member of the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys in our Texas chapter. Please welcome Clyde and Marilyn on the Medicaid update.
Thank you. Clyde and I are going to tag team this, and I drew the short straw, so I get to go first. But I would like to thank Clyde for his work in putting this paper together and the folks who helped provide the updates. Thank you, Clyde. The first thing we're going to deal with is defending your client's eligibility during the unwinding. As a bit of background, during the public health emergency during the COVID-19 pandemic, the federal government told the states that they were not to terminate the eligibility of anyone on Medicaid. And so there has been a buildup at the state level of individuals who pre-pandemic were eligible and continued their eligibility through the end of the public health emergency this spring. The federal government has issued guidelines to the states on how they're supposed to redetermine the eligibility. So the states are working on not only getting new applications eligible, but also reestablishing eligibility for those persons who continued during the pandemic. So so the unwinding kind of capital U nightmare is what we are dealing with or preparing to deal with. So what we're starting to see in our practices is renewal notices, not just for those clients whose annual reviews are coming up, but also for the clients who've been retained under this continuing policy. Texas has a plan for dealing with these, and it's summarized on page one of your paper. Note that the plan says that there will be a form H 1206ME, but if that's not found in any of the handbooks, and my clients have yet to receive a form 1206ME. Have any of yours received? Have we seen it?
Not one.
Okay. So you will probably see another form, the old form 1200, 12, whatever they're sending. Fill it out. They will give you a response for a deadline. pay attention to it.